Brian Jennings is here with the news.
More details have emerged of the dangers encountered by 14 people who were found hidden in a refrigerated trailer at Rosslare Europort 2 days ago. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said it was extremely concerning. Kate Carlan reports.
The 9 men, 3 women and 2 young girls found in the trailer at Rosslare Europort on Monday morning are Kurdish and Vietnamese. A local independent councillor, Ger Carthy, told this programme that one of the occupants of the trailer made an emergency call to the UK Coast Guard.
I believe that they had difficulty breathing within the refrigerated trailer and may have had to break a hole inside of it to access some air from within the ship itself. Thankfully, we don't have an outcome similar to what we had in the early 2000s, but when a container came into Rosslare and there was a number of deceased people in it.
An Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the 14 people would have their applications for asylum processed as quickly as possible. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said everyone knew from past experience that similar situations had led to fatalities. She said that she understood all 14 people were in good health.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is completing his diplomatic tour of the Middle East today by meeting Arab leaders. Yesterday, Mr. Blinken told Israel that a route towards the establishment of a Palestinian state must be part of the solution to its war with Hamas. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken will conclude his latest trip to the Middle East today after a visit to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank. Last night, Mr. Blinken said the civilian toll in Gaza was too high, particularly among children, as he urged Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. But at the end of a day of talks in Tel Aviv, he said it was also vital that Israel achieved its objective of eradicating the threat from Hamas. Even as he spoke, intense fighting gripped south and central parts of Gaza. Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants also exchanged fire on the Lebanon-Israel border. And Israel said it had killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon, blaming him for an attack on an Israeli army base. Later today, Jordan's King Abdullah will hold a summit with the Egyptian and Palestinian presidents to discuss what Jordan termed serious developments in the Gaza Strip.
A report today shows that the value of Ireland's food, drink and horticulture exports declined by 4% last year to reach €16.3 billion, following a record-breaking year in 2022. The study conducted by Bord Bia said the sector's performance was affected by global trends, including inflation, the cost of living crisis, and downward pressure on trade prices. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
In recent years, the value of Irish food and drink exports had been increasing annually. However, in 2023, the pattern reversed. The value of exports fell by 4%, but still came to €16.3 billion, the second time for exports from these sectors to exceed the €16 billion threshold. That's according to Bord Bia's Export Performance and Prospects report published this morning. It cites inflation and costs of living in export markets, as well as downward pressure on trade prices, as reasons for the decline in value. The UK market still remains the largest single destination for Irish food and drink, worth €5.6 billion in 2023. Exports to the EU, mainly France, Germany and the Netherlands, were worth €5.8 billion, while the value of exports to the rest of the world came to €4.9 billion.
Public sector pay talks, which adjourned last night, are due to resume again at the Workplace Relations Commission this morning. Negotiations before Christmas failed to reach agreement. Unions have criticised the slow pace of negotiations. If a new agreement is reached, it will mean a pay increase for 385,000 public servants, including nurses, doctors, Gardaí and teachers. Gardaí are attempting to identify a man whose body was found in Dublin city centre yesterday. The Department of Housing said the man had been sleeping rough. It said temperatures were low in the capital on Monday night into Tuesday morning, but that sufficient beds were available in the city for people without accommodation. His body was found on St Andrew Street in the early hours of yesterday morning. The 60th BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition begins at the RDS in Dublin today. The event showcases research and innovation in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
550 projects from 219 schools will go on display for this year's BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. A team of judges will choose more than 200 prize winners, including the overall winner or winners, who will then go on to represent Ireland in the EU contest for young scientists in Poland later this year. President Michael D. Higgins will officially open the exhibition today at a special ceremony in the RDS. This year marks the 60th anniversary of the event, which has helped launch careers across science, technology and business, and has seen some previous winners turn their entries into successful commercial enterprises. This year's exhibition opens to the public tomorrow and will run until Saturday.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Any frost and ice will clear. It'll be dry with winter sunshine across many areas. It'll be cloudier than elsewhere across eastern counties, where there may be showers. Highest temperatures will range from 3 to 7 degrees.